This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Congress has passed three relief bills worth trillions of dollars in response to COVID-19. And as that money begins to flow out, congressional leaders and the White House are considering more rounds of spending. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports members of Colorado's delegation have ideas for what should be included.
Democratic Representative Diana DeGette says she and her colleagues in the House are already working on what they call CARES 2.0, a follow-up to the $2 trillion package approved in late March. She says the focus would be on the most vulnerable.
It would be small businesses. It would be strengthening unemployment benefits. We also desperately need to get assistance out to state and local government.
And of course, aid to hospitals. Democratic Representative Ed Perlmutter is also advocating for more direct payments to people.
We want to make sure that people have some money so that as we return to normal, there is some demand in the economy. And we can, get the businesses up and running again.
And that includes putting more money into a federal loan program that keeps workers on companies' payrolls. It's already running out of funds. Republican Senator Cory Gardner supports many of these ideas, but he's also looking further down the road.
There ought to be packages that give what I call sort of light at the end of the tunnel. Economic stimulus, job creation.
Think infrastructure. Either way, be it closing some gaps or addressing new needs, Gardner says Congress still has a major role to play in this crisis.
So whether you're calling it phase four, phase five, or phase six, there's certainly a lot more work to be done.
But how fast Congress should move on that work is up for debate. Republican Representative Scott Tipton is not opposed to another relief bill, but says it should be done with thought and care.
When we move to a fourth one, let's make sure it's focused and meeting some of the needs that we're not met.
Other Republicans want to keep the budget and the ballooning deficit in mind. Perlmutter understands this point of view, and he agrees what Congress has done is big, even by their standards.
But compared to the amount of money that has been lost and the amount of wealth that has shrunk, it's still a small portion in comparison.
With unemployment numbers expected to continue rising, pressure will be on Congress to act quickly and in a bipartisan manner. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
It's Morning Edition on CPR News.